Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the program. And here we sit, just a day or so away from the last big summer holiday, three-day weekend for most working folks, and I'm sure you've got a great deal planned, but summer indeed is lingering quite a while this time, as it has seemingly the last few years. It's going to be another hot one, and for those of you taking advantage of all of the seasonal type activities, you will have more temperatures in the mid to high 90s at least through the middle of next week from what I see on the forecast. Not too good for the folks who like to get out and enjoy the outdoors because some of those seasons are kicking in. Dove season opened earlier this week, and then the bow season, archery season for deer and turkey, opens Saturday. And so do some of the waterfowl seasons. I think the goose season opens. So the outdoors folks will have to adjust to the weather. Maybe you have some short sleeve camouflage. But the boaters and some of the other folks who enjoy the lakes and rivers around our region will have a good opportunity to get out and get wet over the coming weekend. But if you're an outdoors type person who enjoys hiking, you know, this will be some pretty difficult weather to enjoy the outdoors. So I anticipate folks looking for maybe a movie to go to over the weekend. Nonetheless, here we are, and we have a lot of news going on around in the community tonight. The Crittenden County Board of Education will meet at 5:30 p.m. to cast their final vote on the 2026 tax rate, which they have proposed to go up slightly. You can read all about every tax rate in the county in your newspaper this week. We break it all down for you and tell you exactly how much these rates and or proposed rates will affect your household. On Saturday, you can go down to the Fredonia Ghost Walk as it's being built. It's a walk through Fredonia's past. A couple of the cemeteries down there are really important historical locations with so many graves of some of the early founders, some Revolutionary War era folks. So go down. This will be a guided tour, and you'll learn a great deal about the early history of Crittenden and Livingston and Caldwell counties, because Centerville, there right outside of Fredonia, was actually the county seat of the much larger county back then in the early 1800s, late 1700s, when Livingston County was made up of a much broader area. Also, speaking of those folks who like to get out and boat, if you are an Ohio River boater or fisherman, pleasure boater, whatever you do out there, the dock, the seasonal dock down at Riverview Park, also known as Dam 50, should be in the water by then. Plans were to get that in late this week, so you will be able to load and unload in a convenient fashion. And if you're looking for something to do this morning, line dancing begins at 9:30 a.m. at the Crittenden County Senior Center. You can go over and enjoy that. They have a big time. I've been over there in the past. And to answer a question I get asked probably more often than anything else is, what about the ferry? Will it be running soon? To answer that question, honestly, it does not look like it. I know the impasse is still real, and as far as I know, there have been no face-to-face talks between the principal parties. Now, earlier in the week, WPSD-TV was here in Marion, interviewed some local officials, including the mayor, city council folks and business people here on the effects of the ferry being closed and how it's taking a toll on the economy here. And I've talked to a number of folks over in Southern Illinois too, had some of them here on the podcast, but they're starting to struggle. There's even a young boy in Southern Illinois who goes to school in Crittenden County, and they're really having a difficulty getting him over. I've had people text me and call me and tell me about their stories, how they've just taken a job in Southern Illinois, and now they can't get over there, or they can get over there. It just takes about an hour and 10 minutes to go all the way around through Shawneetown. So we're keeping our eye on it, but right now, unfortunately, does not look like there's any sort of clear breakthrough coming in the near future. We're going to take a short break and be back in just a moment.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
The Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Department is currently looking for landowners to participate in the Livingston and Crittenden County Wetland Wildlife Initiative. This is a targeted conservation effort designed to help agriculture producers install and manage seasonal wetlands on suitable croplands. Now, to be eligible, landowners must have cropland in the Crittenden and Livingston County bottoms, or I should say in the area close to the Ohio River, within 3 miles of the river. And this is for poorly to very poorly drained soils that are capable of holding water. If you're interested in finding out how to become part of that program, check out the Crittenden Press. We have a full-blown article on who to contact and what the benefits are for landowners. The man running for Crittenden County Judge Executive that has been tied up in a legal matter in district court had his case settled earlier this week. On Wednesday, Kent Withrow appeared in district court with his attorney, and the case against him was dismissed based on the fact that he has abided by the court's orders over the past year, and that charge stemmed from an altercation between he and County Attorney Bart Frazier, after which Withrow had told state police that he had been grabbed by the neck. Now, that was found not to be true based on video evidence, and Withrow was originally charged with filing a false report. And again, that case has now run its course and has been dismissed based on the fact that he has had no further issues over the past year. Well, let's hear from another one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with sports.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
My goodness, it's been a good season for the Crittenden County Lady Rockets soccer team. A couple of their girls are breaking records and on the cusp of breaking some more, and they will be in action tonight over at Lyon County in a district matchup. They've already beaten Lyon County once this year, so Lady Rockets are off to a pretty good start, and what's probably Most impressive is junior captain Adri Berry, who has scored a tremendous amount of goals already this season. She's already set a single season record. And then you've got senior captain Kylie Bloodworth, who is kind of her brace mate, running partner in here, and serving these assists up. She is on the cusp of breaking that record too. Bloodworth already has 18 assists this season, and that's just one shy of the single season record that was set back in 2022 by Taylor Guess. Bloodworth ranks right now second in program history with 45 career assists behind Ashley Wheeler's record, which was set in 2018 with 56. Now, Berry is the one that's been on a scoring tear. Of course, you have to have those people who set you up too. So these two are working in great combination and really being effective scorers. Berry, she is just a